The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I started this morning talking about noticing the different aspects of our experience. And, you know, kind of named that we can see things, you know, things come in through the eye door, we can hear things come in through the ear door, smelling, tasting, touching or sensing in the body, and then there's the mind door. A lot of us spend a lot of time with the mind door, a lot of thinking, and then this also includes emotions. And what can happen is, and what naturally happens, actually, is that all of this experience is coming in and is getting filtered through something that's just operating in the mind. We're not consciously having to think about this all the time, and it creates an experience, right? So one way to think about it is, like, our experience is like a tapestry. All of these things weaving together, coming together, creating a collage, a tapestry, you know, this sort of collection of things. So it's like all these strands of experience, and including actually memories and beliefs, ideas and preferences, our responses, all of this stuff gets kind of, I don't know, so I'm thinking of a magic ball, you know, sort of, all of it gets woven together and creates something remarkable, right? Which is our sense of what life is in the moment. But we often aren't noticing all of the parts that are influencing how we're experiencing our life. We're often not noticing our relationship to what's happening. And those things too influence this magic experience of life. If we don't really like something, we're looking at it through a lens of not really liking something. And so it kind of discolors things. In the same way, if we really like something, it's rose-colored glasses, you know? It sort of makes everything a little bit shinier and more sparkly. Right now, there's this, you know, in Buddhism, we call it consciousness. Right? We're alert, we're aware. And in this consciousness, conditions arise and pass away. And in the practice that I was encouraging you, kind of this idea of the in the raft practice, we recognize, we allow, and then we try and feel in our body what's happening. And then we tease things apart a bit. We give them space. This is the meadow. Imagine a beautiful meadow, right? And what does the earth do when we put things on it? It receives them. It's fine. It doesn't react. It just takes them. You know, no problem. Over time, even a junkyard becomes beautiful, right? Over time. So, if we can relax and trust that there are things happening in our system, if we are aware that our minds, our hearts, our being knows how to let things shift and change and move and be incorporated. Just like if we eat food, our body knows how to digest it. So that we can, in meditation, and this is not, I'm not suggesting you live your life passively, okay? This is in meditation. We learn how to be with. We're developing this capacity, a strength, really, which is not a strength as in I'm strong and I can push, but I'm stable. I have weightedness. Did any of you have, if you're old enough, toys called Weebles? Weebles that wobble, that don't fall down, yeah? You know, so how do we become Weebles, you know? We wobble, but we don't fall down. We come back up, we come back up. We rest, you know? And when we can open up in meditation to letting all of this phenomenon, all this input, all this sense data that's coming in, and we can open it up and allow it to sort of move through with some sense of trust, you know, you kind of start to see, oh, there's a sensation. Oh, there's a memory. Oh, and there's an emotion to that memory. Oh, you know, there's more room to kind of see how this, the strands of yarn, the colored yarn, the strands of experience, how they're weaving together. We start to see how these things touch one another, and how they all come together. And then if we can just relax again, keep relaxing, opening back up again, we don't have to go into the movie. Right? The movie that, I have a sensation come up, and then this memory comes up, right? And then we're fine, we're relaxing, and it's okay. And then this emotion comes up, and then pretty soon, the emotion swells in us, and that thought becomes like a world that we enter, the memory or the story or the reaction. And we can get lost in that creation that happens. If we aren't resting back and staying mindful and, just another thing coming up. Here we go, another thing. So this experience helps us, get a little bit more familiar how our experience is getting created. And how our own views and our own reactivity and our own history, all of these things are flavoring, coloring, shifting and shaping and impacting what our perspective is on life. Let me just pause and see. I have more to say, but first, are there questions about what I'm saying? We have a microphone. Thanks, Richard. If there's any questions about what I'm sharing, is it making sense to you? Is it making sense? Yes, Scott. Hold on. Go ahead.
Testing. So I find when I'm become aware that I've caught up in a story, I find myself saying, I can see some, wait, this is greed or hatred or
delusion.
is that useful? I mean, like to...
Yeah. Yeah, so that's great. So that might be like, so the raft practice, right? Recognize, allow, feel, and then this teasing apart. And we don't have to do every step with everything, please. Sometimes recognizing is all that needs to happen. That's it. Poof, whatever, it's all fine. But when something's sticking around, we find ourselves in a, inner dialogue or, fantasy. There's often some greed, hatred, or delusion at work. So when it's sticking around and we sort of realize, okay, this is a little heavy, it's not really shifting, maybe I need to tease this apart. I need to take a walk in the meadow. I need to invite everything to lay out on its yoga mat, have lots of room and space, And then, and part of that is to say, oh, look, there's this greed here. There's this wanting, I want this. And that is just one of the pieces. There's the thing that we want. It can have its own little spot over here. And the greed itself is something different. Or the aversion is something different. And the delusion is something else entirely, too. Does that make sense, Scott? And what's helpful about recognizing the presence of those things is that that's like your relationship to what's happening, and it's going to color how you're relating to your experience. As long as those things are operating, you're not going to see things clearly. You're not going to be free. Does that make sense? Go ahead and say, it doesn't, Tanya. It doesn't make sense. And ask me a question.
It's approaching sense.
Like it's that. Approaching sense.
Like that. I also find in my day-to-day life, like frequently in front of a computer,
yes,
that I'm not really acknowledging my experience. Like, this is something I should be doing, and it's not going well or something like that, and this frustration is kind of arising. And I find this conflict in my mind. It really feels like it's getting tight.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with that, but that's just like, it's sort of like there's a clash with my lived experience and then like my ideal of an experience or something like that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Really well said. Yeah, you know, that's a really important thing to, that's a nice, right there, so simple, just a little teasing apart. There's my lived experience, and there's what I think it should be. And when the two don't match up, what happens? For me, what happens is I feel stuck. I feel like I start to get constricted. I don't have the same sense of freedom in my thinking or expressing or choosing. And so it's really helpful to just simply in those moments for me, this is what's really happening and this is what I think should be happening. So can I be with what's really happening? Can I start with that? Because that's what's real for me right now. Does that make sense? And then what, Scott? What would happen next? What would be the next question? Go ahead. Use the mic.
I think I should stop.
Okay,
for the moment.
So. Okay, great. Yes.
I find that when I'm experiencing something really difficult and I have strong emotions and there are so many things that are coming up and I tease them apart, I'm able to recognize all the parts that are there, but they're all so in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so difficult to put distance between me right now and like maybe these feelings of insecurity or these memories or these big emotions, it's difficult to lay in a meadow and have them be far away from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if you have any advice on how to do that.
Yeah, that's a great. So the next part of RAFT is trust. But we could say, let's trust teasing apart. Let's trust mindfulness. Let's trust that this is part of our experience, is this is how it operates, that things want to come together and make this movie that is compelling to us. So what we can also learn to trust is that if we can relax, if we can relax over and over and over and over again, things will start to soften. They'll start to, the pressure you're feeling can start to soften. Does that make sense? And what happens, maybe even as you start to tease things apart, they're close and up on you. Are you able to like imagine, okay, name one of the things?
Feeling just insecurity.
Maybe. Insecurity. Oh, yeah, that's a good friend of mine too. So if we just take insecurity, you know, number one, it's good to help insecurity feel safe. Like, okay, it's okay. You can be here too. So a lot of this has to do with our relationship with whatever's going on too, right? And so for me, when I can go, oh, insecurity is here. Oh, yeah. And then I go, oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah, I've been insecure before. It's familiar. Oh, yeah, all these times I can start to, oh, yeah, it's so familiar. And so I see, can start to see, oh, it's a pattern for me. It's triggered. It's just conditioning. It's a pattern for me to feel insecure. And I care. So this is where we might bring in compassion or loving kindness. We might need to just say, oh, this is hard. This is hard. And I care. And as I say that to you right now and you imagine it, what do you notice happens?
There's a bit of a softening.
Just a bit of a softening. I'll take that little bit. Just a little bit of the softening. So much of our practice is impacted by our relationship to what's going on, to all these different pieces. But, you know, it's a lot easier to deal with, you know, we can't really process insecurity, this problem, that problem, this thing, all at the same time. So choosing whichever one needs the attention most first, or whichever one you feel like you can be with the most first, if that's helpful.
Yeah, that makes sense. Even what you were saying just now about how, oh, this is happening or it's happened before, even that is a lot to unpack because it's like, oh, it's all the time, you know. And,
yeah, and we hold it lightly. You know, we hope, because it's not all time. You know, it's just that it's maybe simpler to say it's a pattern. It's a pattern. It's a way that I've learned to dance in life. It's just one of my ways of coping. And you know what? My guess is it was a very useful coping mechanism at some point. Right? We develop these patterns because they work for us. And then over time, they stop working so well. And so, you know, it probably has a protective function. Or it did.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So maybe I'll say, here we are. We have 2 minutes. Okay, what's important to say? Relax. That's what's important to say. Relax, relax, relax. Trust you, your system. There's something intelligent in you that knows how to do this practice. It's not you that has to do it. What we have to do is show up. We have to be aware and awake. And as much as we can, filter out the greed, the hatred, the delusion, you know, this wanting and not wanting. As much as we can, allow that to drop away and try and just be simple with our experience in a kind, attentive, and caring way. When, you know, the mind is described as like pure and clear water. It's all this other stuff that clouds it up and makes it muddy or, you know, makes it hard to figure out or makes it messy or hot or all these other things. And a lot of that is our conditioning and our reactivity and these energies connected to greed, hatred, and delusion. So relax. Relax, relax, relax. And smile. Yeah, and just keep practicing. Just keep sitting back down. Keep coming back to the breath. Coming back to the body. To now. To now. So. Thank you.